Welcome to Shom Achshava Nadav, Shiris Panzo, Lo Yinishma, Sam Yaakov Shom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Samech Beis. The Gemara in the end of the Amud Beis brings that the Vei Rav Yanai, the people of the house of Rav Yanai, Yasve Peri Shviz Me'anim U'porulu B'shvinis, meaning they borrowed fruits from the poor on Shemitah, and they paid them back the year after Shemitah. The question is, can you do that? And the reason is Chalifim, the exchange of Shemitah, is Asur. But here, when they're giving back the exchange, the fruits are not here anymore. So maybe then it'll be okay. So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's fine, you could do that. Because if it's not right now in the world, so then it's okay to do Chalif HaShviz. And he compares it to Esran, the one who had a relationship with the Zoyna, and he paid her afterwards. So then it's okay, because in the time of the Bia, there was no korban, it just came afterwards. Therefore, it's mutter, it's not considered to be chalifin. So Rav Aryeh Pomeranchik, in his Sefer Torah Zroi, he brings a fascinating chakira. What we learned earlier in the Masechta, that Shemitah, the first fruit, you can never exchange with money. I mean, if you exchange it, the Kedusha still remains in the first fruit. How do we treat that exchange? Do we say that it's a pidyon, you're redeeming the fruit for money, but the Kedusha still remains? Or that by the first fruit, you're not really exchanging it. You're not doing a redemption. You're just doing a chalifin. I mean, even though a person is trying to take the Kedusha away from the fruits and put it on the money, but nothing really happens. Just it's an extension. It's a chalifin. It's like the money that comes from, like, for example, from Avodah Zarah, that there's no real redemption of the fruits. Maybe an example to this is we have the concept of tomorrow. Tmura is that you go and exchange an animal of Kedusha for another animal, and nothing really happens over there. There's no redemption. And he brings a few nefkaminas. One nefkamina is, what happens if a person redeems it for more than its value? If it's a redemption, you're redeeming the fruits for the money, so it has to be the right value. If you're doing it for more, so the redemption will work only a portion of the money. But if it's a chalifin, so you're exchanging the Shemitah for another item, it could be more money than what it's worth. So he brings a raya from our sugya. How can the Gemara here compare the Shemitah to Esnan? By Esnan, I'm not exchanging anything. I'm not redeeming anything. I'm taking an exchange for the maisa that this person is doing with this woman. He's paying her with the Esnan. And the Esnan has Esr. But there's no redemption. You're not taking away something in exchange for something else. The fact that the Gemara is comparing the two things tells me that the same way by Esnan, we just talk about Chalifin, also by Shemitah, we just talk about Chalifin. And to explain a little bit more, the idea of Esnan is brought down, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, why a person cannot bring Esnan to Beis HaMikdash. Because when you're bringing Korbanos to Beis HaMikdash, a person has to have pure thoughts. He has to be completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he's bringing an exchange of a Maisa's Nus, so he's bringing a Korban to Beis HaMikdash with the wrong thoughts. And I in the Rekanati, the adds a pikabolo that you have your koichos of the nochosh that come from my Esnan, you can't bring it to Beis HaMikdash. So Esnan is clearly what? You have some Maisa Isser. And when you have an Esnan, you're basically copying and pasting or extending the Maisa into the Korban. And that's why you can't bring the Korban to Beis HaMikdash. Once the Maisa is over, and then you give Esnan, so it's not considered to be connected. Our Gemara that's comparing Shemitah to Esnan tells you that Shemitah works the same way. Meaning when you're redeeming fruits of Shemitah for money, so you're taking, extending the Shemitah into the money. But the Shemitah remains where it is. You're not redeeming the Shemitah, you're just extending it. And the same way by Esnan, once you extend, if the original mice is not here, so it's not an Isser, so by Shemitah, when the original fruits are not here, so it's not an Isser. So it comes out that our Gemara is a raya, how we treat the exchange of Peri Shviz to money, that it's not a redemption, but it's an extension. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.